This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. Ida is back. Hi, Ida.
Hello. I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah, because, you know, we had a podcast a couple of weeks ago about your son, Nathan, and his journey on the autistic spectrum and beyond. And a lot of people have mentioned it to me. A lot of moms have mentioned it to me. And I walked into somebody's office the other day at work, and they were scrolling and texting, and they said, oh, I saw this class about, it was a class for parents of neurodivergent kids. And she says, I'm signing up for it. Give me a minute. And I said to her, you have neurodivergent kids? I've met your kids. It's not visible, wouldn't have known. And she said, yes, you know, this and that. There are so many parents navigating some part of this journey that you've been through, discovering that your child's a little different, that they feel and sense more than they speak, that they're wired differently. And we talked about that with Nathan. He's in the Center for Discovery now.
Yes, we just had his 1 month team meeting yesterday, and it was just fabulous. Just incredible. I cannot say enough amazing things about the Center for Discovery, what they're doing, and they are really just magic. That's all I can say there.
He is relaxed. He's happy to see you when you come. He's not stressed when you leave.
I shared in the last one he hadn't had one bathroom accident, which was incredible. And it just shows how regulated, you know, his body is.
Right.
But yes, it is. He's happy to see. He's happy to see me go. He's not trying to escape. He was a big eloper. Mm-hmm. That's something that has diminished since he's been there. But I think, you know, something that we really got into in part one, you know, this podcast was what a messenger he is, and that voice. And so I feel that has only been amplified. Like, you can see how just comfortable he is, more so in his body, and everything that they're doing, from swimming to bowling to growing their own food to, I mean, they really value him. One of the last questions they asked me at the end of the meeting, and I, you know, was just in tears, just saying, thank you. There are no words, you know, it's really beyond words, what they have done, you know, for us and our family. And it was just really thanking them for valuing him and seeing him as the gift that he is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there really wasn't a dry eye in the room, because we were all in that, you know, in sync vibration of just experiencing that together. And I do feel that is the theme, is that, you know, these children, these neurodiverse, particularly autism, are moving us to a world beyond words. And I do believe that is what the future is. And that's what Nathan is showing us.
And that's the dive we're going to take today. And I know you. You don't have to convince anybody. You don't have to go to your facts and your science and your figures.
Hey,
you may, but I just right now want you to tell this story of what you believe. And I got to warn everybody, it is a beautiful story, but it's different. I've never had thoughts like these before until, you know, Ida went through this journey. So let's just keep open minds and open hearts. And let's start with the number 22. Your Nathan has a specific syndrome. Tell us about that.
So he has something called Phelan-McDermid syndrome. It is a genetic disorder where there is a mutation on the 22nd chromosome, and he happens to have one letter missing. So that's, you know, you have all your letters that make up your, and it's on axiom 22 of chromosome 22, which was actually the only one ever recorded with the lab that did the testing. When I asked, hey, have you had? And they said, nope. He is the first one we have ever recorded with that one. But just to know, there are so many, right, infinite sort of possibilities of, you know, how our DNA makes up. So he has, again, on chromosome 22, axiom 22, one letter is out of sequence, which causes every letter after that T to be out of order or in a different order. And that's what causes this syndrome called Phelan-McDermid syndrome. He's missing something or has a deficit of SHANK3, which how I describe is just what cells use to communicate to each other. And so it affects, you know, all of his systems, you know, across the board. And when I looked, there's an amazing site called PMSF.org, and it really goes through what it is. It's like a blueprint. And as soon as I found that site, it was like the world was made sense because everything that he had matched up. And I was able to finally say, okay, I don't have to keep searching. Like that puzzle piece is there. And now I can just get involved with this, learn as much as I can about it. And that was the path. And it has been for the last 6 months.
So you don't see this as a deficit or as a syndrome. And change my words if I'm saying it wrong, but you can look at this almost as evolution.
Yes. And I say it's more than just this syndrome. How I see it is that we are really at the next stage of human evolution, in my opinion, moving to a world beyond words where it's much more multidimensional, right? What we would call, you know, Nathan and other autistics is that they are extrasensory, what we call ESP, right? And we call ESP extrasensory just because we, you know, it doesn't make sense to us. Like we can't pick it up. It's the same way that dogs can hear things that we can't, or, you know, all of this. And what I believe is it's not a coincidence that it's on 2222 and that 22 is the master builder number of paradigm shifts if you look it up in spirituality. So I see very much that direct truth and that message in that because I sense how much more there is. So it's like this connecting of the dots, which is just what we've what we always talk about is this, you know, this convergence, this congruence, this energetic vibrating sync that happens, right? Don't all things that happen to us in life that are most meaningful, they are beyond words, right? And Nathan and others like him live in that world. So for me, it's just saying we're all moving there. And I believe that AI is actually accelerating that evolution.
Okay. We got
a very big way.
So we got two things going on here.
Yes.
We've got this, you say in your recent post, the rise in sensory processing disorders and body dysregulation and the staggering 175% increase in autism diagnosis over the last decade. It may not be something to fix, but a shift in consciousness. So we've got that part, right?
Yes.
This shift in consciousness that's happening with so many children. And it's like they're kind of ahead of us and we're trying to figure it out. And first we misdiagnosed it by saying this is a lack when really it's an ESP, it's an extra. Okay.
And something that's helped us wake up is the spelling that we talked about, that they're now able to communicate more so with words so we can hear what they're saying, which has helped us understand, oh my goodness, they're not, you know, they're actually more intelligent, not less intelligent. They're actually more perceptive, not less perceptive.
Yeah. They're not locked in a mute body. They've got all these thoughts and feelings going on inside. And it's up to us to find our way in to have the conversation. Okay, there's that.
Yes.
Then you say AI, because these two things did sort of happen simultaneously. The rise in what we've come to understand as the autism spectrum and the dawn of AI, which is now everywhere. You think they're linked. You believe they're linked.
I do. And I'll say, look, I believe, just bear with me here. So I believe we're moving to a future beyond words, right? And I believe that we need words to get there. So if we look at AI, right, the early models used billions of words to interpret like the maybe the size of a library. And just to give some perspective, it would take 35 years to count to 1 billion if we started right now. The current models are interpreting and analyzing trillions of words. Okay, so that's the entire internet, every word that's out there that's been, you know, written in a digital form. The future models, right, researchers estimate that within the next few years, nearly all the words that have ever been written and interpreted will have been analyzed and used by these AI language models. So they're going to run out of words, right? And then we can talk about they're going to make new words and there's some threats and there's all that stuff there. But once we move beyond words and AI is taking over this linear thinking, this analysis, we're going to move much less to contemplation and much more to calibration, which is what the autism and all of this is teaching us. So they are the messenger. We are now hearing the message just at the dawn of that. And AI is going to help accelerate that. It's going to create, in my opinion, again, this is just my, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a, this is just a mom on a mission, just feeling this truth that we, it's going to create a new reality, that it's not a threat, even though there will be a collapse of a lot of things. And there's going to be, you know, it's going to, and that's why you hear 2026 talked about all the time. It's like the 1 year, it's the year of transformation. It's the, you know, the year of the fire horse. And the Chinese, everything points to this, the age of Aquarius, like this shift in everything we thought we knew. It's a move from materialism of science, how like 1 + 1 = 2, to what science has always known, that everything is energy and energy is relational. And I think the missing part has been, and those that we have thought have been less perceptive are actually more perceptive and able to actually show us the way. And in order to organize it in a way for us to understand it using words until words are no longer necessary or less necessary, AI is helping just check that box for us, just taking that linear thinking model, that analysis, everything we have identified as intelligent, that we have, valued productivity and data and analyzing and sort of all this linear stuff. AI is replacing all of that. And I think there's a lot of fear. Oh my God, am I going to lose my job? Like, what's going to happen? I have to, you know, catch up. But the whole thing is, you just have to be a part of it through this higher intelligence. It's actually going to be a tipping point, in my opinion, where this raising of vibration, AI is going to accelerate it, and it's going to, again, all merge, and this sync is going to happen. And again, that's the science of it. Think about it. You're on the radio, you have to be on the right wave, the frequency to do it. It's the same way, the way anything else works. And so ultimately, these are going to connect, and there's going to be this shift and this rising of consciousness that I can only speculate on what that's going to be. But what I can say is I can relate it to this fifth dimension, this, you know, if you look at near-death experiences and you look at all the things that you interview, all, you know, that you've interviewed so many, you know, people that have these stories to share, that that's what we're all going to be able to connect with more. Mm-hmm. And science tells us, science is already saying, like, hey, they can measure thoughts and energy. Like, there's real science behind all of this now. So it is catching up. Real, that's a big explanation, but hopefully that helps connect some of the dots.
So I love the radio analogy. You have to find your spot on the dial, right? Yep. Tune in to the frequency to get the station you want. That's just tuning into.
And if you're 1 millimeter off, right?
Yeah.
H2O, we are 80% H2O. H2O2, it's the same stuff. It's just a different arrangement, is poison to us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the Bhagavad Gita talks about this. Like, it's absolutely, there's that sort of like, if that right frequency, right? And what's that right frequency? Love.
Mm, right. And I'm so grateful that you're helping. Here comes my cat. I'm sorry. I'm so grateful that you're helping.
She can feel the frequency.
Yeah, she can. She can. I'm so grateful you're helping us and other moms to understand this is a frequency. Their child, wherever their child may be, it's a frequency they can tune into. What a gift.
100%.
What a gift. And that's what the people at the Center of Discovery can do and show us how to do, is tune into their frequency.
And I think a lot of parents that are listening, moms, you're actually saying, oh my goodness, like, I've doubted it. Like, I have felt it. There have been so many things that are coincidence. Like, you know, I woke up and there was this, you know, I remember one time I woke up and this was my youngest son. So not even, you know, Nathan. And, you know, I had a dream that I lost my purse and I woke up, I said, good morning. He said, Mom, did you find your purse? You know? And so there's so many like things that happen that we just say, oh, that was just random or coincidence. And there's so many books and experts and, you know, that have written, you know, about this. But we've all had our own experience that we've discounted,
right?
Because it is paranormal or considered supernatural or not accepted or again. And the truth is, it's It's supernatural until we consider it normal. It's paranormal until it reaches the tipping point. And so the more of us that share those experiences, we don't even have to, you know, like we get caught up and I have to be able to fully explain it and have my thesis and all the backup data in order to like come out, because I know I'm going to get that pushback and that fear-based fear of, wait a minute, you're challenging everything I ever thought I knew about the Western medical model or this or that. So I would just say that what you're feeling and thinking is very real. And the more you share it, the more you create it into reality. What quantum physics says is that things exist as possibilities until something interacts with it, right? That's the theory of relativity from Einstein. Everything is energy, right? We know this, right? And energy, right? If you think about feelings, we're going to move from feelings, you know, more feelings, less words, right? Feelings are emotions. Emotions are just energy in motion. And this whole, like, when we were talking about, like, describe the autism with the words and they have to dumb themselves down, it's almost like you show, you know, someone that's neurodiverse or autistic, like a picture of an apple, they're like, that's a piece of paper.
Ah.
Right? That's not an apple. Like if you an apple that you can feel and taste them, there's so much more to it. If you think of it, words are really just one dimension of reality. And we've put so much weight on, you know, how do we explain it? And what do we describe it? And what do we diagnose it? And so words have been very polarizing, right? They're like, you say the wrong word and there's a war. You say, you know, but when you move beyond words and you realize that it's just, you know, 0.001% of reality, and there's a multidimensional experience. Some things they are beyond words. You cannot describe, you know, love at its core, or the, you know, the magic of moments. And so, yeah, I mean, there's so much there. But I think the, you know, the lesson is really just to speak out. And I think that that's there's a book that there's a guy, William Stillman. He wrote this book, many books, but the one that I recently read is The Soul of Autism. And it talks about the God frequency. And again, God is a very polarizing, oh my goodness, is it God? Is it? But let's just say it's all the quantum field. It's all this field of possibility, this higher intelligence. It doesn't matter what you call it. We get caught up in the words. But he's someone to definitely check out, because he's really studied this connection, this higher level vibration that they, again, that message, lots there. But again, just trust those moments that feel far-fetched, that feel like coincidence, and start to realize that it's actually more than coincidence. It is this sinking, it is this vibrational coherence that is happening. And the more you notice it, the more it happens, the more you bring it into reality.
Okay. We're talking to Ida about the future, the future of shifting from words to thoughts and feelings. And humanity seems to be changing before our eyes, and AI is going to help with this journey. And I just have to bounce back and say, so you had a dream, you lost your purse.
Yes.
And your son, Lucas, saw you in the morning and said, did you find your purse?
Yep.
How crazy is that? I love it.
Yeah, I think I shared it on my, you know, on my Instagram, and I was kind of scared to share it because I was like, oh, people, you know, but people kind of know I'm a little kooky and whatever. They just sort of trust it. But it absolutely happened. And there's 100 other instances like that. But that was
So here's the thing. I'll throw this out. It just happened this morning. I woke up this morning singing Dolly Parton. I don't know why. And I went into the kitchen. My husband came into the kitchen and I sang him a whole verse of Dolly Parton's Here You Come Again. You know, I don't know why.
But I'll tell you why I believe, because we are in sync and she has one of my favorite quotes ever.
Really? All right, we'll get to it. In less than an hour, my husband went out to work. My phone dings. It's my friend Maggie. She sent me a Dolly Parton song video about Clear Blue Day or something like this. Some beautiful song. And I'm like, oh my God, how weird is that? I never sing Dolly Parton. Maggie rarely sings me Dolly
Parton. Don't you notice that when you are aligned and in sync, and I know that us doing this is very in sync. We both can feel it. It's beyond words. We feel we're connecting on the truth. And when you have a day like that where you are really trusting that, what happens is you have 15 things happen like that where your friend says Dolly Parton and then it appears and then your husband, you know, is that, and all of a sudden the phone rings and, you know, all of those coincidences start to to pile up on each other. And that's really the litmus test that I use. When I know that I'm, you know, in sync, more of those things happen. And I'm like, oh, great. Like I saw the 11:11 on the clock. Like we all have our ways of just, but it's beyond words. It's a feeling. Right? It's an alignment that is something that is very sensory for us beyond what we can describe. And that's what you're explaining. Yeah.
Tell me of the quote. What's Dolly Parton's quote?
She says, find out who you are and do it on purpose.
Get out.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you feel that this journey with your son has brought out more of who you are?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
And that this is my mission. And that, you know, look, we have it, look, in my sort of, you know, professional hat, right? I am a mindset and marketing coach for real estate agents. And that's been what a lot of my identity has been, you know, over the past 22 years that I've had that, you know, that role. I think what Nathan has given me the courage and the connection is to actually step out beyond like what that is and not feel like, okay, you know, that's not going to feel professional if I have this belief. And so 2026 for me, and it's why I posted the AI quantum shift on, you know, January 1st, 2026. I have it on LinkedIn if you want to check it out. I also did a Substack on it because it's me saying, us doing the podcast was pretty much saying, I'm not going to filter myself. I'm going to speak my truth, whether people believe it or not. It's not important to me. And also, I find the hardest part is articulating it. Like I struggle with how can I find the words to share these big ideas and connect all the dots to just sort of help people do their own journey and see, read it, figure it out, see what it feels and resonates with you. And part of it is just letting go of that need to explain it perfectly or have it make sense to everyone listening and just know that whatever is meant to resonate with you will. And that is the true belief system that I don't need to control it. And you started with that. You don't need the stats or the just trust that it will all unfold as it's divinely meant to.
Yeah. This is a big concept. And something that stuck with me is something somebody in your world said to you, you know, when you explained a bit of this to this person and how, you know, Nathan was going to live at the Center for Discovery and how you feel he's ahead of the game and teaching us. And the person said something to the effect of, and this stuck with me. Well, I'm happy. I'm glad you could create a narrative that makes you feel better. Did I get right. that right? Okay.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know why that makes me want to cry. Like I felt so, I don't know why it makes me want to cry.
Of course. Well, you know, it's interesting because what it says to me is that's, you know, that's just recognizing where their vibration is. And I think through this journey, I've gotten to the point where like, I don't need that validation, but you're right. They're saying, hey, if this makes you feel better and you're able to create this story and all these things to sort of justify so that you as a mom can put your child in residential treatment and sleep at night, right? And look, I think we all interpret the way we see things and we all, you know, meaning make. And I'm not even saying that perhaps there is a part of it, you know, there, you know, in there. But I do believe that there's a bigger truth and it's led me to this, you know, to this just deeper meaning. But not everyone can see it. And that's OK. In fact, most people can't see it. When I started sharing that piece, like I joined a writing circle just to get it out. And I shared it in the last session. It was like this, you know, 6 week and the people like mostly looked like, wow. Okay. But I could tell it was just over. You know, and they said, well, you might want to like, you know, dial back all the woo woo and all this. And that's a little out there. Maybe just share more about your moments with your child that have been, you know, I can really relate. And I said, I can appreciate all of that. But to me, it wasn't about what they thought. It was about me getting it out. Mm-hmm. And I just said, look, this is the piece I came to write. And thank you. And, you know,
bye bye. and you know, but I can relate to that. Like, keep it sanitized, keep it clean. Don't get too right. crazy. You want to be loved and accepted in your writing. So don't right. take any chances. I got that. And I never heard the phrase meaning make before. Meaning, design sure. said meaning make. I love that. Because in essence, I believe this in my soul, we all create a narrative for our lives that we can live with. Otherwise, if we didn't, we'd just die from just pure sadness and insanity. We have to create a narrative for our lives, but that doesn't mean it's wrong. Right? That doesn't mean it's...
And also those that are going to have the strongest response are those closest to you because they really want to protect you. They're coming from their vibration of fear and you have to receive it that way. And that's what it is. I received that intention, right? Of, I understand why you feel that way, you know, mom, husband, best friend, you know, whoever it is. But, you know, and I can accept that and receive the love behind that.
Good girl. Good girl. Thanks for teaching me. That's it. Receive the love behind it because there is love behind it. All right. We got to wrap it up. I'm just so grateful for this conversation. And I think what I want to ask everybody to do is just fly their freak flag in 2026. If you feel or sense, you know, some of these coincidences that we've mentioned, share them.
Share them because you know what? AI will pick it up and this will lead to this lift and this collective consciousness if we are sharing from our highest intelligence. So risk being the disruptor.
Okay, thought for the day. Share that Dolly Parton quote one more time.
Is find out who you are and do it on purpose.